I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Nearly 10,000 African migrants trying to get to mainland Europe have landed on the tiny island nation of Malta in the Mediterranean Sea since the year 2002. Once there, many of them have been detained in prison for up to a year and a half. Then they frequently languish in Malta for years without jobs and in some cases without homes. But some of the African migrants do manage to move on. They find homes on the European continent or in the United States. Reporter Philip Martin introduces us to two such migrants in the final story of his series on nomadic migration.
Dusk is falling on the fishing village of Marsak's Lock on Malta. On one of the fishing boats, members of the mostly foreign crew all nod when asked if they've spotted African migrants on these waters.
Have you rescued anyone?
Yes. All come Malta here.
One of the fishermen, Tila, from Indonesia, joins the conversation.
African people, yes.
On the water?
Yeah. I see the one person died already.
Dead already?
So just looking and then we go again.
The fisherman asked me to turn my recorder off. Then one of them says that he smuggled a boatload of Africans from Malta to Sicily, about 66 miles away, to make some extra money. And this is where many undocumented migrants first land in Sicily, in the port city of Pozzallo.
Oh, we have almost every week boat people landing here.
Ottilio Falcone is a humanities teacher and a tour guide here.
Pozzallo is one of the closest places, and there are lots of people arriving. In the past, much more, now a bit less, but still. This story is going on for years. Yeah. Now let's say it's normal now.
Malta's strict detention policy is one reason the numbers have dropped. Even so, the flow of illegal migration to Sicily continues. Here in the ancient Sicilian seaside village of Taormina, the theme from The Godfather greets the crowds of tourists. But on a medieval back street, Samuel, a migrant from Senegal, stuffs unsold tourist trinkets into a bag. He vents his frustration after being chased off the main road by police.
Brutto Italia. Non è buono qua. Meglio paese.
Samuel, as he calls himself, says Italy is ugly and he makes little money here. A few months ago, he was in a jail cell in Malta. After his release, he fled to Italy, illegally, he says. But this is not what he had hoped for.
The doors are closing.
More than 3,000 miles away, a Somali immigrant is struggling to establish himself in a new home. On this day, Daoud Ali Muhammad, who we met at the beginning of this series, is learning his way around wintry Denver on the tram.
Next stop, Stout, southbound light rail.
Daoud's long journey to Denver also took him through Malta, where he applied for and received humanitarian asylum in the U.S.
I attempted twice to leave Malta. I went to Germany, and I was caught and sent back. And then I went to Italy, and then they caught me and then sent me back to Malta. And I went to a priest, there was a church there, and I told them my story, my life story, how my family died in Somalia and the adventure I went through. He told me to go ahead and register with the UNHCR.
Though less popular than Northern Europe, according to migrant surveys and the UNHCR, the UN's agency responsible for refugees, the U.S. is also a much-desired destination for these accidental tourists in Malta. Doug Kamik is the U.S. ambassador to Malta.
The idea is to recognize that Malta is really doing a humanitarian service for the world. And I was with a government official, and he said, we can't accommodate them all because we're a small country, and so we're very grateful to the United States for taking a good portion of those that they can. The U.S. Embassy provided resettlement opportunities for about 200, and we've now taken that to most recently 340.
Which is why Daoud Ali Muhammad is now in Denver. He's also getting help from Omar Noor, who helps run the Somali Community Center of Colorado here. Noor traces Daoud's long route to Denver by running his index finger across a world map, from Somalia to Libya to Malta to Germany to Italy, back to Malta, and then across the Atlantic to the U.S. Noor expects many more Somalis will follow, and laments that Somalia has become a growing source of homeless nomads.
One of the tragedy about this migration is it used to be the men who used to migrate and take adventures. Now we are seeing the women, old people, just trying to get out of Somalia and look for better life somewhere. And a lot of them are wasted in the Saharas in Libya and in Central Africa. And every day when you look on the news or the website, Somali websites, you'll hear very horrific stories about people dying. And it's very tragic. I mean, a whole nation uprooted and everybody wants to get out.
The U.S. is the eighth country that Daoud has lived in since 1992, with Omar Noor translating. He suggests this may not be his last.
I really don't know how long it's going to take for me to settle one place and say, you know, this is the place, this is home. My life story seems like I just keep moving and that never leaves me alone. I would like to settle one day and have a home. But I don't know. God knows how long it's going to take.
Sadly, Daoud Ali Mohammed's long journey may not be over. He recently lost his job driving a cab. He's behind on the rent. His heater is broken. And he's barely eking out an existence in wintry Denver. Now, he says, he's thinking about moving on. For The World, I'm Philip Martin.